The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Let's get out!
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Thwal Normuth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 29, Hundo and Cuatro of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in Zechrealm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beeshes, booshes, bustas, hustles, and yahoes? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beescast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2, flexing on all you be. What's up, beeshes? 2904, hit the thumbs up button live on Rumble. Make sure you download the Rumble app in order to watch the show live and hit that notification bell and share it with your friends. Rumble.com/TheDailySwole. And of course, you can listen in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere that you like to bang your ear holes. You can certainly do so and make sure that you leave us a 5-star review. Share the podcast with your friends. Put me on the TV. Take me a screenshot. Tag me. Oh, I like it on the big screen. I'm a Rasta. You're on the big screen. How do my nips look on the big screen? Do my nips look good covered with this Papa Swolio merch? Don't vote if you skip leg day. That's what I'm rocking today.
Fuck yeah!
I got to show off the merch. Got to do a little turn. Don't vote if you skip leg day. That's the merch of the day, and I think it's good advice. So anyone that thinks like that, to skip leg day, you do not get a say in my future, my children's future, and my children's 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 future. You don't get to vote. You don't make good life choices. That's my take on it. You don't make good life choices. You don't train legs. Why would I value your opinion in anything else? All right. What merch are you rocking right now? Are you rocking some merch? Ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that. In the Daily Swole Telegram chat, you got people taking some screenshots. Hello. Go to the fucking gym. All right, beaches, let's get into it. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? We got a great show, great Swole fan post, great questions. Let's get on into it with the busting of the nut. And of course, we'll give away the Swole card at the end of today's episode. It's a great one. You're going to love it. Falcon. Put some respect on it. Let's go. Yes, sir, indeed. Hashtag get swole. Hashtag get swole for a chance to win today's swole card. Thank you, Leo. You raging alcoholic. Just drinking. Maybe it's bone broth. Maybe he's actually holding bone broth. This whole time, I think he's drinking champagne. Maybe it's actually bone broth. It's sparkling bone broth. Sparkling bone broth. That makes me kind of throw up my mouth a little bit. All right, hashtag get swole. We'll give away the swole card at the end of today's episode. Now let's moisturize and get into that tip. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, let's get into it, fam. We got some great Swole Fam posts, and these are all from members inside Swolenormous X. A reminder, today's Thursday, so tomorrow we have an overtime segment. We got brand new Balls Deep edits. We got a brand new Driving While Gaining, so overtime tomorrow. Join the fam, only for members. SwolenormousX.com, get access to all the private live streams. So let's, and so much more, all the programs, yoga, meditation. Join the greatest fam in the realm. Please, join us. Come one, come all. Now let's get into the first Swole Fam post. We have this one from Bear, and we got one from Joanne. Let's start off with some puppers.
What's in the box? Aww.
Let's start it off with some puppers. Look at the puppers. Look at the puppers. This was posted in Papa Swolio and Friends. Oh my God. Oh my God. I remember naming that. That's before we had Tainty Man and before we had Pinkston Churchill. I'm restarting the 90-day dash today and was struggling a bit with the Swole Foundation. Why, do you ask? Because these two little guys wanted to help. One jumped on my back and wanted to give me a little weighted exercise. Such goofballs. And sometimes it's hard when you have acute puppers. And you have to look into their eyes. Actually, a lot of times, I love it when Rufus comes out and I have him there when I'm training. One, I don't want to get distracted if he's like chasing a toad or something, or I don't know what the hell he's doing. I don't want to wonder about where he is. And then at the same time, sometimes he's so cute, he's a distraction. So I got to make sure I separate. That's time for Papa Bear to fucking put in some work. That's time for Papa to put in some work. I don't need you looking all cute up in my face. Cute puppers. Joanne in pillar number 3 training says, just because you can lift it doesn't mean that you should lift it. Or I think I read that wrong. Just because you can lift it, does that mean that you should lift it? And she continues. So I think it will be interesting for Papa to elaborate on that question with his opinion. Oh, why, thank you. For my personal context, I was training legs a while ago and doing RDLs. I was lifting 25 kilograms for 8 reps for 3 sets. That was one of 3 different exercises that I did in total that day, others being lunges and squats in the same rep and set count. All was well during and after training. I actually felt like I hadn't done enough, but the next day, the top of my butt and lower back were so ridiculously tight and sore, it was hindering. I had destroyed myself. More than 7 days it took me to get feeling better, and so I wonder, just because I could lift it with no issue at the time or immediately after, given the aftermath, should I lift it? I would also like to add here that these sets were not done to failure. Well, muscle damage or soreness, like delayed onset soreness or straining a muscle, doesn't have to be to failure, because doing an exercise or a movement doesn't need anything to do with failure. You could just move wrong. You could have bad form. It could be any number of things. So it doesn't have to be to failure. You can step off a curb wrong and roll your ankle. You didn't do ankle rolls to failure. I mean, you did, you just moved it wrong and you hurt yourself. So being injured or straining something doesn't require failure. It just requires, you know, whatever the force and the rotation and the torque and things like that, you not being braced or prepared or hitting something in the wrong way at the wrong time. So let's see, just because you can lift it, does that mean that you should lift it? So if you can lift it, it depends on what you're talking about. If you can lift it with good form and you can do so for enough reps to reach your goal, because some people, if they're doing powerlifting, you're going to do singles. You could do heavy singles or heavy triples. You're going to do, I mean, I train a lot with 4 or 5 reps. So I go for strength training when I'm doing my hypertrophy training. I'm really focusing on improving my strength and getting another rep or adding on some more weight for that progressive overload. So you're not going to build muscle unless you are progressively overloading, which means increasing the repetition based on the same weight, getting stronger, increasing the load, the weight over time. You're going to get stronger and you're going to get bigger. And just because you're not trained to failure doesn't mean that you're going to avoid injury. So let's see what you said you did. I'm just looking for it again. You did 3 sets with RDLs. Okay. That was one of three different exercises. You also did lunges and squats. So that's a lot of load. Squats and lunges in the same workout, probably redundant. Doing lunges, squats, and RDLs, probably too much. And what I mean by that is too similar of a movement. You don't necessarily need, if I had to give away one, lunges weren't necessary there. Or lunges might have been something that you did, I don't know if you did last, but you're not going to need as much weight after doing squats. But squats and RDLs, quad dominant exercise, and then you have a hip hinge, you really don't need another one. Any other exercise could be a curl or a leg extension or maybe a sissy squat or something, hitting the quads in a lengthened position, more of the rectus femoris. Anyway, but Joanne said, I actually felt like I hadn't done enough. So it just sounds like your form wasn't good. Sounds like you went too far. You started rounding your lower back and you strained your spinal erectors or, you know, something in your lower back, multifidus muscles, something deep. That just really sounds like all it is. Because you said you could lift it, but here's the thing. Maybe you couldn't lift it with proper form. Or again, a lot of people do not be, never underestimate how many people do. I think RDLs, I would say RDLs, if you had to ask me, what's the exercise that people do the worst overall? I mean, I guess squats. I mean, people have terrible form in most things, but I would say RDLs are probably one of the top exercises. People don't understand how to properly hip hinge. They don't understand. Because when you're doing an RDL, what people do is they hold the weight and they reach the weight down. Okay? Now think about what I just said. They reach the weight down. They're lowering the weight. Forget your hands. Your hands and your arms, yeah, you want to pack your shoulders and your lats down. You don't necessarily want to arch your back and pinch your shoulder blades back. You just want to pack your lats and depress your shoulder blades. But you're not reaching with your hands forward. Your hip hinge, driving the hips back and slightly loosening the knees, is what allows the weight to travel down. So people hold weight and they think, hey, I'm reaching the weight forward. So they tend to round their back because you don't have that much range. Even keeping a flat back, you really don't have that much range with RDLs unless you have amazing, like ridiculous mobility in your hips. Most of the time after you get just to your knees or maybe just slightly past, literally around your knees, maybe top of your knees or just below your knees, you're going to start having to lower round your back. You don't want to go farther than that. If you have a little bit of rounding in your lower back over time and you progressively overload, people might be like, oh my God, that form's bad. But if you strengthen the muscles in that form over time, it might not be as detrimental for some people. Maybe some people can get away with it. Maybe they never really have a major injury. Maybe they do. But of course, if they had that kind of slightly off form their entire life, that slightly off form has adapted and progressed over time. Maybe they could have gone heavier. They could have done it better from the beginning, but it's kind of hard to undo that. Maybe they have some scar tissue or a lot of tightness there. They're not going to be able to, they have to really drop the weight and go back to the basics to really align for those RDLs. But you really need that form. And a lot of people don't have good form for RDL. So I would just say you probably went too heavy for that form and you rounded your back a little bit and you started going a little bit too far and then you just kind of yanked something or you didn't do RDLs for a while. It just sounds like it was a form issue and that you did 3 sets. 8 reps is pretty heavy, not to failure or so, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter if it's to failure. If you jeopardize the muscle or a joint position, you don't need much weight to get injured. Okay, just a thought there. Let's get into a couple emails. If you love the Knowledge Cock, and I think you do, make sure you get more. Open up your email and absolutely get stretched out. Get your nips blown off finally in your emails. I'm sure you go to your Gmail or Yahoo Mail or whatever it is, and you don't look forward to it. You open it up, you're like, oh, it's spam, it's crap, it's nonsense. Now you will look forward to getting your inbox filled up with the Knowledge Cog. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com, get on the email list, and respond. Make sure you respond to the emails because obviously we read them. Andreas, responding to the I'm tired of hearing people say this email. Andreas says, just finished a Spartan Super in Munich, kicking off a beautiful sunny weekend like that. Feels great, but the best part was the road here. 1 year complete body and mind transformation from couch to six pack. Hashtag go to the fucking gym. I know you're in Germany, but let's fucking go. America, baby. Back to back World War champs. Let's fucking go. All right. Are we going to go back to back to back? This is our time, fam. Maybe this is the last one that it's look, we're 2-0 in World Wars. We're 2-0. Just think about how hard it is to three-peat. right? How many teams have done the three-peat? Yeah, Jordan, the Bulls, they did it twice, right? I mean, three-peat, that's tough. That's tough. We could sweep the series. We could sweep the series. Just saying. All right, Mike says on the same email, Mondays I hit legs, Tuesdays chest, Wednesday arms, Thursday shoulders, Friday's back, and Saturday, tomorrow I'll be doing a little bit of chest, shoulders, and abs. Sundays is my cardio day. Have a blessed weekend, brother. Hashtag go to the fucking gym. Good for you. And of course, this email was about people not training on the weekend. And I say it's the best time to train. I'd say it's the best time to train because people actually have time to train. All right, questions time. Drop it in the comments down below. Hashtag ask Papa Swolio. Hit those lights. Close up. All right, let's get into it. Hashtag ask Papa Swolio for, let's see, to be featured. Hashtag ask Papa Swolio in the comments. If you want to call into the show, go to askpapaswolio.com and you can call in 24/7, 3-shitty-5. Askpapaswolio.com, record a call, and you got about a minute. Record your call, and then, yeah, I'll answer it on the show. Joe MC30, I'm a skinny kid, been fuming, and eating. I'm confused already. Fuming? Are you huffing glue? You've been fuming. I'm a skinny kid. Is that slang? Am I getting old? I've been fuming and eating. Is that a new term? Kids these days are going to the gym. I'm going to go fume up. I don't know. Is that a thing? Is there a typo? I'm just not seeing. I'm a skinny kid, been fuming and eating. Can't seem to get them gains. Need help. Oh, God. All right. You're a skinny kid, been, I'm assuming training maybe. I don't know why autocorrect would be fuming. Let's assume it's been training. And eating can't seem to get them gains. We got to be training properly. So I would make sure on your end, because you can't fit it in Instagram, make sure you're calculating, track what you're eating, figure out how much protein you're eating, figure out how many calories you're eating, track that every day, get as consistent as possible, train hard, make sure you're lifting, push yourself towards failure, start with general body parts, upper, lower, push, pull, leg, something like that, a good split, learn how to do exercise properly, get good sleep, and then be consistent as fuck, and if you're not gaining, then increase the calories and the protein. Increase slowly over time until you start seeing a little progress. Remember, as you gain, you need more. The bigger you get, the more you need to grow more. That's the hardest part too. Actually, I'm glad this question got asked. I'm glad we got on that topic because we talk about bulking. You're not eating enough. You have to eat enough and it's hard. Well, also what people do is they don't scale that shit. They'll eat more. Hey, I'm eating 2,300 calories. You start seeing some results and gains. Hey, I hit a plateau. Are you increasing your consumption? Are you increasing 100, 200 calories over the course of the weeks and months? Are you bumping it up? Are you so consistent, relentlessly consistent that you know exactly how much you're doing? And are you increasing? You do have to increase. Someone who's a pro bodybuilder is not going to be able to maintain on 2,000 calories. They're eating 3 or 4, whatever it is, especially when they're training or they're off season or getting ready for prep and stuff. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of exhaustion. All right, let's see here. Mark says, is the dick draft still a thing? Yeah, it is. We'll need to... Even more so, it's an election year, so we're probably going to need to bring back the dick draft. Look, that's what I'm running on. That's the platform that I'm running on. Papa Swolio 2024. I'll make sure no one votes if they skip leg day. I'll make sure people have better access to steak, making steak, grass-fed beef more affordable, gyms more accessible, promoting making America swole. And of course, I will also be instituting a dick draft to make sure that we get rid of all the septum piercings, the hair dye, and, you know, we're gonna fuck the feminism out of this country. You know what I'm saying? Still America. Fuck yeah! Make masculinity toxic again. Make that shit toxic as fuck. Hell yeah. And if you don't like the smell, you're probably gay. All right. Oh, yeah. Amanda says, I just got back from getting my hair green. What up? Everyone's like, That's what the Swole Fam does, though. Swole Fam's like, yeah, I dye my fucking hair. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but you're not retarded. So there's that, too. Yeah. There's a difference. There's a difference, Amanda. Right? Right? You're probably gay or a soy boy. Mark, what's the difference here? What are we talking about? Yeah, Amanda says, I'm not retarded. There you see, I told you. I told you.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
I told you, Amanda. Exactly. Exactly. So you're clear. She does hate watermelon. I know. She's close. Amanda is literally... Let's stay on this for a second. This is important. Amanda's literally as... You know what? Amanda's are... What do we call Amanda? What's Amanda? Amanda's like... I don't know. She's... Relative to the Swole Fam universe, she's an extremist. She's very controversial. Yeah. She has green hair and she hates watermelon. It's very... She's our insider to the rainbow hair people. Septum, green hair, watermelon hating. Why am I here? No one knows. No one knows. No one knows. You know what it is? You remember the... this is maybe obscure for some of you. Remember the Seinfeld episode where Kramer was... He just started showing up to the office. He started showing up to work at this office. And it was like, he was going to parties. He was doing work and everything. And they went to fire him, or they said, like, I don't even understand what the support report is about. He goes, it looks like you have no business training whatsoever. And then Kramer's like, oh, I'm just trying to get ahead. And he goes, it's almost like you don't know what the fuck you're doing. He's like, so there's no way we can keep you. We'll have to let you go. And he's like, I don't even work here. And the boss says, well, that's what makes this so difficult. That's exactly it. It's like, how do I not have Seinfeld soundboards? I'll have to get on that. Like, what are you even doing here? She's like, what am I doing here? And we're like, no one knows. That's my point. I don't even know what I'm, I have a septum piercing. I have green hair and I hate watermelon. Why am I here? We're like, we have no fucking idea, Amanda. We have no idea. Tell us. What are you doing here? The fuck are you doing here? The fuck are you doing here?
The more you hate me, the more you will learn.
He had crackers in his briefcase. That's right. Okay. All right. No one knows. No one knows. Operation figure out what Amanda is doing here. Now, she's our recon. She's a double agent. She's a double agent. So the woketard sent her into the Swole Fam, but she's actually working for us. So she's doing deep recon, literally she's the kind of person that goes into Mexico and joins the cartels and like executes people. And she's so deep. She's just completely disavowed by any organization. No one knows that she's there, to the point where like, she doesn't even know she can't even get out. Like, she escapes and no one believes her. She's that deep. There's like one guy. It's like the departed. Right? Martin Sheen, this is like the one dude that knows that this person's undercover. The one guy that's got the password. That's what we're doing here. Not even Jason Bourne. It's like, oh, I guess we'll kind of, but there's like one person that knows. One person that knows this is a whole infiltration and no one else knows. And that person's gone. You're done. That's what Amanda is. Cerezo Paricio David. Papa Soli, what do you think of intermittent fasting? The intermittent fasting. What do I think about intermittent fasting? Do I think you can not be eating constantly? Yes, I do. Look, intermittent fasting is fine, aka not eating all day. One meal a day, fine. Two meals a day, also fine. Doing random periods of like, hey, I just feel like fasting today. Sometimes we won't eat at night. Let's say it got late, I didn't train today, this, that, and the other, and it's just like, let's just do a shake, let's just go to sleep earlier, and then... If it gets too late, we didn't cook yet or something happened, you know, it's like you could eat tomorrow. Like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. But again, depends, right? If you're trying to maintain mass, if you're trying to lose extra body fat, I think it's a little bit better. If you're trying to bulk, how are you going to do that when you're intermittent fasting? It's so hard. It's hard enough to eat enough calories, right? It's hard enough to eat enough protein. It's hard enough to eat enough calories. It's hard enough to do that when you're eating constantly. It's hard to fit enough protein. You're trying to eat 200 grams of protein a day or something like that. Yo, you try doing that intermittent fasting. Oof, you're just going to be mainlining. It's hard enough. It's hard enough. And that's just overall calories, not just protein. Dinesh Nesh 007, what's your favorite fruit? Watermelon. Amanda. Watermelon. Watermelon's the truth. Watermelon's the absolute truth.
We choose truth over facts.
Absolute truth. HRH, Charlie the Chichon. Papa Sully, what's your opinion on group fitness? As long as, well, I mean, All right, what's your opinion on group fitness? How do you mean? How do you mean? Do you mean small group personal training? Do you mean, I'm assuming you mean group exercise class? I would say this, better for group fitness. I would say better for cardiovascular activity and entertainment. Better for that. Of course, you can make progress. It's mostly going to be more endurance and cardio based. Not ideal for heavy weight training. If you want to do a spin class or something for cardio once in a while, hey, that's on you. You want to do a Zumba class, that's on you. You want to do, I don't know, whatever it is. So not ideal for heavy weight training just because the time, the attention, the rest period, it's not ideal for group. It's not ideal for like just strength training. It's just not. It doesn't mean that you can't have like five or six people doing like powerlifting training. And of course, you know, we're talking about generalities. Someone's like, well, I will have trained with a group of five people. Like, okay, that's a niche, high level athletic, you know, pursuit. If you're doing powerlifting or you have like a training team and you're doing something for like team lifts or competition and stuff, it's like, well, that's a different approach. So I'm not against it. What I don't like about people that depend on it is because you don't learn those habits on your own. And what I mean by that is you depend on other people. You depend on a class. You essentially need to be spoon fed like a dog. And I don't mean that in a bad way. What I mean is if there's no group class, are you training? Are you pushing yourself? Or do you have to have a class? And then if you move, you have to find a class. I don't mind if you do this kind of stuff for enjoyment or for maybe specific things like group fitness. Is a yoga class group fitness? You can go to yoga class. That's great. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think people should have a foundation of training on your own because then you could always add something in. But if you're dependent on a class, you're usually held back. It's going to be an average. You can't excel. It's usually not going to be doing the most important things. It's going to be doing what is exciting or attractive because these instructors or a trainer, someone who's getting paid, needs to incentivize people coming back. So here's another thing I'm going to tell you. You ready for this? Ready for this? This is going to be some real shit. Another issue with these kinds of things, the group fitness or the any kind of like gyms that have like group exercise classes, whatever it is. I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying the psychological, like I'm saying the reason why a lot of times doesn't mean it can be bad. It could be done right. It could be done better. But the reason why a lot of people stay the fucking same is because, you ready for this? Is because the goal of any of these places is to get you to come back. Now, how do you get people to come back? They have to feel like they worked out. It's about feelings. It's not about objective reality. You have someone going to a workout class. Okay, I'm going to a class and you're a woman, you're middle-aged and you want to, you know, lose weight and this fat before you hit menopause and all this kind of stuff. What should you be lifting? You should be lifting heavy fucking weights. You should be doing like heavy weight training and bodybuilding type stuff. Longer rest periods, training hard, lifting heavy, not just jumping around doing cardio. But it takes a long time. It's quote unquote boring. It's repetitive. You're focusing on, you know, individual reps. You're pushing hard, longer rest periods. You're not just leaving in a puddle of your own sweat. So you don't have this same type of like, I felt like I exhausted myself. You're lying in a puddle of your own sweat. Okay, well, why are all those people looking skinny fat now? Why are most people in exercise classes look skinny fat or don't lose fat or lose like 10 pounds of water and then look the same for years? I'm not saying you can't do a group class for cardio or something, but if you're lifting weights on your own, you could do that. Instead of, you don't want to go for a walk outside, maybe you're in the city and it's kind of ghetto. Okay, then do a group exercise class for your cardio. If you don't want to go on the step mill or something like that, or you get it? So I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm not saying you can't build muscle. But what I'm saying is most people aren't going to get the results that they want by doing that. Because the goal of these group exercise classes or these gyms that have these classes primarily is they want you to come back. If you don't feel, most of the people that do classes are women. Women are all up in their feelings. A lot of people are, unfortunately. But I'm saying psychologically, that's the thing. You have people need to feel like they did something so they come back the next day. So it justifies the membership that they're paying for this gym, for this studio, whatever it is. Because it takes a long time to get results. And if you're consistent with many things, you will make progress, or you'll make progress to some direction, how much or what you want. You understand? So the goal of a lot of these places is to exhaust you or to make you feel like you are tired, not necessarily to do the best thing to stimulate growth and muscle and improve recovery. They'll just beat the shit up out of you because it's not structured. It's not like, okay, the same person's coming Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. So they're doing the same class. It's a class on Monday. Sometimes that person might come once a week. So it's still on them to show up. So you can't really periodize or like, hey, okay, what we do on Monday is going to be this. Now on Tuesday, it's going to be this. Well, what if they didn't come on Monday? Then, you know, they're missing the whole sequence and the whole point. They come on Tuesday and Friday and they do two redundant workouts because those 2 days were designed based on the other three. So you get my point. A lot of times what trainers do in exercise, and I know I have a lot of experience, you want people to pay for your membership. You want people to show up. So they have to feel. It's about feelings. But if you're really training for objective results, it's not going to be glamorous. It's not going to be exciting and stimulating with really cool music and lights and, you know, woo, neon. It's going to be pushing hard to get that seventh rep when you got six for the past couple of weeks, you know, and training for half an hour to an hour doing just like heavy lifting. I'm just saying, what gets most results? Lifting weights, period. So if you want to do that kind of stuff in cardio on your own, different story. But in terms of only doing that, you're just going to get kind of like a Jackson Pollock painting. It's like random shit. Mingus, and again, not saying anything bad about it. There's benefits. Mingus 86, isn't it bad to wash your hair daily? Yeah, I wouldn't wash. I would never wash it daily. How do you handle it? I wash it once every few days or a week. I wash it when I feel like I need to wash it. That's really it. Yesterday, the day before, you know, it didn't feel that bad, but it just felt a little bit on the greasy side. So I washed it and that's it. And that was not yesterday. I think it was the day before or the day before that. Maybe it was the day before yesterday. Maybe it was Tuesday. And was it Thursday today? I don't know. Maybe I'll wash it next week, Monday. Depends if I sweat like crazy. It's really, and I just, if I'm in the shower and like, I just feel like running water through my hair and doing that, I'll do that. So I kind of just go by how you feel, but you definitely don't want to wash it every day. That's ridiculous. It's a pain in the ass drying it all out, but you don't need to. It's going to strip all the oils and stuff off your hair. All right, let's go into the balls deep section. Let's go.
That's deep.
Okay, a lot of people are dropping in the chat like, oh, I like to do spin classes, or I went to group classes on days I didn't lift. Yeah, Ellie's saying you could do both. You sure can. You sure can, but just don't underestimate how many people just do classes. So many people just do classes. And the problem is, here's what they'll do. They'll just do classes where they'll kind of go at the average rate of the group because you can get lost in the flow and kind of half-ass it. And then when you're lifting, if you're also not pushing to failure and doing it right, that's why you see a lot of women, mostly women. I see them coming out of the aerobics rooms all the time, grabbing weights. Why do they have purple weights? Why do they have pink weights, right? Why do they have those fucking light fucking weights? All the time in these group exercise rooms, what do you have? You have like a 12-pound dumbbell that go up to like 10 or 15 or maybe like 10s. It's like no one's lifting real weights in there. So do something for cardio as a group, but in terms of like weight training, it's just not ideal, period. Oh my God, I saw that video and I was wondering if it was going to show up in my folder. Holy crap. Fam, pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. One, two, or three.
And look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old, sitting there with like a little lady in a race car.
Gross. Gross, Brandon. Absolutely disgusting. That's vile. That's vile. All right. Let's see. Let's go with... We're not going to do this one that I saw first. We're going to do the first one that came in. Cerny says number one. Cerny was the first one. Cerny chose fat phobia and capitalism. This person, Miss Moonface, is responding to a question. It says, people want to make everything into an exchange of capital. They think nothing should be free. Most things should not be free. Most things should not be free, but you should not be forced to pay for things.
The reason people like Leo Skeppy are so...
And I'll say this, and the reason why is because that is your life. Your money is an extension of... That's your personal property. That is your stored human energy. You've given your life up something, some sort of time or your craft or the years and years and years of learning your craft. People will ask, okay, well, your programs are this. How come your programs are this price? Or joining Swinormous X is this price? It's like, it's not just a random price. That value is exceptionally inexpensive relative to the entire life, my 41 years of learning and education and testing and training and trials and tribulation. You can go through 20 years of obsessing over fitness and training and practicing different things and go through my entire life. And you could tell me how much that's worth. So, right, for like the $40 or $20 or $150, it is, that's a steal on decades of experience and expertise and just practice and honing skills. So, but to compel someone to have to pay for something is you're essentially robbing them. You're robbing them. Okay, so let's read this or let's listen to this.
The reason people like Leo Skeppy are so upset about fat people asking for clothes to be made for their size, and people are also angry about...
Pause. Clothes can be made. Clothes are made for fat people. They make fat people clothes. They do. So they make clothes for fat people. Next.
Student loan forgiveness is that people just don't think anything should be given away for free, right?
There's no quotes. If nothing is free... Nothing is free. So let's talk about that education thing. Okay. No one, it's not fucking free.
Biden's like, repay the student loans.
He's buying votes. That's why they're smuggling in illegal aliens, criminal aliens, I should say, and buying stupid liberals by paying for their education. Oh, we'll just pay them. No. It's not free. I'm paying for it. Everyone else in the country is paying for it. The farmer in the middle of Oklahoma is paying for your bullshit gender studies degree. That's what's happening. It's not free.
You know, hit the money. You know, let's just cancel. Let's just backspace, you know, control alt delete on the student loans.
Nope. That's coming from somewhere. That's coming from your children. That's coming from your grandchildren. When your unborn children grow up and pay taxes, that's what they're paying for. Yeah, you're so full of shit. So full of shit. I paid off my student loans. Fuck you. Pay off yours. It's not my fault that you chose a bullshit degree and you don't want to work hard. That ain't my problem. That was your problem. What I do think is maybe something, I mean, I think there should be some maybe like, you know, get rid of the interest, or maybe there are certain things that can be done to aid people so they can pay it back. Because some of the loans were like super predatory, but that's the problem. That's why families are important. That's why educating, that's why being an intelligent person as a parent, you should be helping your kids with this, right? I know kids sign the dotted line this, but it's also parents doing it too. You know, if they're 16 or 17, like there's a lot of things that happen. They don't want you to know. So a lot of that is predatory. But at the same time, if we have a strong family unit and you just don't have a lot of this blind flood to university as if that's the only thing you need in order to get ahead. College is really not required for most things. You really don't need that. You need experience and you need work ethic. Information is so easily accessible. I want someone who's not programmed and not, you know, an ideological nightmare. I want someone who's capable and willing to learn, because you're always going to have to. So it's more about
learning how to learn. You need to critically think, you need to adapt, you need to adjust, because everything's changing and adjusting and adapting so fast nowadays. So if you're just stuck in this old ancient paradigm, then you're worthless because you're getting replaced. If you don't know how to be adaptable, you're not a valuable team member, so to speak. Okay, let's continue. Let's just start watching.
They think everything must be earned with, you know, bootstraps, work ethic. Like, you have to be moral and good and hardworking to deserve any of that stuff, even though they wanted it.
You should be moral and hardworking.
Even though they suffered by fat phobia, by student debt, whatever it may be. They think that because they suffered and they had to earn their way out of that suffering, everybody should have to. And this is just capitalism. Everything is an exchange of capital. And in the case of fat phobia, I think it's really interesting because...
Is she just making a case for capitalism? She's like, people just want you to work hard. Is she arguing for capitalism? I don't know what the point is. I really don't. I'm curious now.
Even respect is something that has to be earned. I get comments all the time saying, if you don't care about yourself enough to make yourself thin, then why should I respect you? Why should I not, like, bully you in the street? Why?
Whoa, you're getting out of control. Bully you in the street? That's silly. But the first part, 100%. If you don't love yourself, you don't take care of yourself, why would I respect you? I don't. Now, so what they're doing, I see what she's doing now. She's conflating you being a meanie and my feelings versus... respect, which is different. Respect is not kindness. Or common decency. Would you agree with that? Like common societal decency? So here's the thing, all right? Okay. And also I would say, and maybe you agree with me, and I'm just thinking about this on the spot, but I would say there's probably different, there's different types of respect. If you want to use that term, like there's different types of love, like your best friend, like I have a, you know, male best friend. Like I love that guy. I don't love him like I want to marry him, like I want to put my penis in his butthole. That's not sexual love. It might be brotherly love or, you know, familial love. You love your siblings or your parents or your children. You don't love your child the same way you love your husband or your wife, whatever it is. So there's different types of respect. If I see someone who's morbidly obese, I mean, I don't respect their lack of initiative with their health. I don't think they have good work ethic. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm going to spit on them, right? It doesn't mean I'm going to spit on them and bully them in the streets. Hey, what's up, Fatty McFatterson? Why would I say that? I wouldn't say I respect the person, but it doesn't mean I will disrespect them. Like, I don't respect their lifestyle habits. Obviously, if they're morbidly obese and they sit around eating garbage all day and they just complain, I don't respect that fucking person. But it doesn't mean I want them to die. It doesn't mean that I think that they're evil. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to have a conversation with them. It doesn't mean that I'm going to spit on them. It's completely different. Okay, let's continue.
Why should I not, like, bully you in the street? Why should I, like, you know, give you healthcare? Why do you deserve any human rights if you are not thin and you haven't put in the work to...
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh my God, every time with these absolute retards. What an idiot. Please, give me a break. This mindset's insane. Yeah, you shouldn't have any... Oh my God, you're fat? You're not thin? You shouldn't have any human rights. What? Where do you get the human rights from? Just because you eat too many Twinkies and you don't train and you had a terrible upbringing because your parents just created this protective bubble around you and you feel like, oh, I don't want anyone to say mean words. Who says you don't have human rights? You're insane. You are insane.
You're insane, gold member.
Human rights? Yeah, you don't have the right to, I don't know. You have no human rights. I just kick you like a dog. That is not even close to the case. That's an absolute lie. Look, you can't criticize. Look, the people that have the power in society are always the ones that you can't criticize, right? Don't say anything because then they might put the boot on your fucking neck. Who's acting like a victim if they're fat? My God, you have people like Lizzo and all these like body positive shit and all these Dove. Everyone's putting fat women on magazines. You have the power in society in this cultural nonsense. Most people are keeping quiet for now. and they just don't want to get involved. But shit gets bad enough, you're going to have a much bigger opposing force than you realize. It's insane. No human rights. Fuck you. Shut up.
Yourself then. And I think it's that idiot. We are so pilled by this like barter exchange system that everybody thinks that nothing should be free and everything's an exchange of capital, even respect. And
create value in society. Everything is an exchange. This barter mentality. What do you mean creating value? Creating value in society? Exchanging goods? Medium of exchange? What are you talking about? Everything's an exchange. Yeah, it's called communication. It's called communication. It's called language. Essentially, money is a form of language. It's interaction. It's how humans and we're creatures, we're animals, interact with one another. We provide value in exchange for security, in exchange for housing, in exchange for food, in exchange for services, in exchange for land, in exchange for things. That's why we're not constantly, some people do, and they should be imprisoned or sent to a fucking island, but that's why we're not always killing each other all the time. I don't see like, they have like, I see nice car, kill the person, take their car. You should go to prison. You shouldn't get out and be let loose like in these liberal woke-tard cities like LA and New York and Chicago. They just let criminals loose. That's why we're having shit go through the floor right now. And once it gets bad enough, people will start voting better. You would hope. Unless all those people that have the logic and common sense left are ready to Florida and Texas, but we'll see. So anyway, that's all it is. It's an exchange of value. Yeah. And so is respect. Yes. You have to earn shit. Oh, I'm sorry. You have to actually, you have to show your worth in society. If you're an absolute leech on society, who's going to respect you? You just suckle from everyone else and complain about it. You would be cast off. Go back a couple hundred, a thousand years, you'd be left in the woods to complain until you died. You'd just be left behind. No one's going to drag this around. Give me a break.
This is why we've had all these discussions about people like not wanting to pick up their friends from the airport or whatever, because it's like, I don't owe you anything unless you're doing that for me. And it's just all so linear when that's really not how life works. And tallying everything up and quantifying everything and making everything be earned is a way to ensure that you have zero genuine relationships in your life.
Not true.
And that you are making other people jump through these borderline sadistic hoops in order to deserve something as simple as like basic human decency.
No, this is just, you see how this can appeal to idiots and weak people? This sort of victim mentality, this absolute self-marginalization. Oh my God, everyone else thinks you should earn something. You should just be given. You just deserve everything. You deserve respect and human decency. That's what they'll say, which is not the case at all. It's not the case that anyone's taken away human decency and no one's taken away your human rights. You're just trying to make it so exaggerated that way people have to tiptoe on eggshells and you can leverage power across the entire spectrum. So you take it to that extreme right away. That's why they're called extremists. Yeah. All right. So dumb number one, well, number 9,501 on the show, but I don't know what you're talking about. Picking up a friend from the airport. You never pick me up from the airport. Well, that makes sense too. If someone, like if you drive someone to the airport all the time and they ask you, or you ask them to drive them, let's say you drive them all the time and then you're like, hey, can you drive me? And they're like, no, I'm not driving to the airport. Like, fuck you, man. Of course. Why wouldn't like that? That'd be rude because you've already done the favor to them, whatever. All right. Then you're not friends. It should be an exchange. It doesn't mean like, oh, I can't, I'm working. And be like, all right, no worries. But if you're just like, no, I'm not doing that. When you did that a few times for that person, it's like, yeah, you're a shitty person. Okay, I don't know what that means. Pick a number one or two. That was ridiculous.
What's in the box?
I got hairy legs.
Number one, number two. Number none, number two. Let's see. All right. Let's go with Aaron. Let's go with Daily Swole Telegram chat. Aaron says, hold on a second. All right. This took me off. Okay. This caught me off guard. This is a longer one. Oh my God. All right. This one caught me off guard. That's why I froze. I didn't expect this. It says, shown to fourth graders, dog thinks he's a cat. Oh my God.
What's in the box?
Gender allegory. This was shown to, or this is shown or was shown to fourth graders.
Hi, I'm Gulliver, and this is Emmett.
Hey!
Oh, hi. I'm Barry.
Oh, hey!
We are so excited you're here. We could use another dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice collar.
Oh, thank you. I like it.
I'm going to pause it. So, nice collar. This dog has pink eyelashes for some reason and has a rainbow collar. So, this is a, this is pedophilia propaganda again.
So, what do you want to do first? Find a chew toy? Oh, chase our tail? Oh, I know. Let's sniff.
No, actually, I like to play with yarn.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's fun. Yeah. Yeah. Or I like to clean my paws like this. And you clean your face, too. Yeah. Or we could practice purring like this.
Purring?
Yeah. And we could try to meow.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Like that. It's great fun. You should try it.
Why not?
Yeah, let's go.
Excuse me, would you? I have to go for a second. I'll be right back.
No problem.
Meow!
Miss Madison? Miss Madison?
Oh, hey, Gulliver, you're back. Did you find Barry?
Yeah. We've got to talk.
He seems like a nice guy.
Oh, great guy, great guy. He thinks he's a cat.
He thinks he's a cat?
Yeah. He's over there talking about yarn, purring, woof, and licking.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
I think you should talk to him.
About what?
Well, about being more like a dog.
Gulliver, you're really struggling with this.
It's weird.
It's not weird, just different. I couldn't ask Barry to change who he is. That would make him really sad.
But...
Oh.
Gulliver, accepting people for who they are is a very important skill. We accept you for who you are.
That's different. I'm a dog who acts like a dog. That's normal.
Not normal, just more common.
Oh my God.
I don't understand.
It's okay to have questions. Questions are good if they help you to accept someone for who they are.
The reason why we're in this fucking situation is because of the culture of acceptance. All right? It really is. Acceptance is the sinister flag, so to speak, pun intended, umbrella under which the left poisons and paralyzes society. It's acceptance. Oh, you're just a mean person. You're a racist. You're a bigot. You're a transphobe. You're a fatphobe. You're a this. You're a that. You're an other. It's a cult. They're completely, completely compromised. They're just indoctrinated ideological Marxists. It's what they are. Now, this veil of acceptance means accepting our truth. And when they say, that's why they say our truth and my truth. There is the truth. There are facts, not your facts. There's not your truth. There's the truth. So there is reality. There's a common shared reality. And the problem with acceptance is that we've accepted so many different religions, so many different cultures into this country. And I'm not saying everyone that's not, you know, this is not like some Aryan nation speech, but this is what happens when you're accepting of every last, this is the problem when you don't assimilate people into American culture in this country. So we had it for a while where American culture was American culture. And it's fine to have people that have different, you know, different beliefs, but you're united under one flag, under one ideology in terms of freedom, in terms of, you know, the Bill of Rights, in terms of being able to defend yourself, freedom of speech, those things. But the problem is when you accept people into your country that trample on that, right? Like all the
criminal aliens that are crossing the border that are not just from...
No, all just from Mexico. It's all women and kids.
No, it's criminals from South America, from the Middle East, from China. It's criminals from Venezuela. It's criminals, it's rapists, it's looters, it's murderers. And yeah, there are some, and child traffickers and sex traffickers. And yeah, there are sure some, I mean, you say some good people in there. They're illegally entering the country. So they're still criminals. They're breaking the law. If you have a mother and a child that breaks into someone's house, are you going to say, oh, they were just hungry. They were just food deprived. They were just marginalized. Because no, they broke the law. They shouldn't have broken into someone's house. They shouldn't have violated someone else's private property. I don't care if a woman and 10 kids break into my house. I mean, I might not give them all lead poisoning. I mean, that'd be a weird thing, but you get the point. It's like, where do you draw the line? You just allow people to do what they want because of some idea of acceptance that everyone should have free stuff, right? Back to the capitalism video. Everyone should have everything. Everyone should have everything. How dare someone not have something and other people have an opinion about that person's lifestyle when their lifestyle sucks? Give them things, give them kindness, give them acceptance. Use the words that they want you to use because that's what they want. Who cares what you want? They're fat. How dare you? How dare you judge them for being a fat fuck? How dare you judge them for sitting around eating cake all the time and doing nothing for their health? How dare you? Right? It's insane. It's insane. So a dog is not a cat. A cat is not a dog. A man is not a woman. A woman is not a man. You cannot become one. You can pretend. You can cut whatever you want. You're not a woman. You're not going to smell like a woman. You're not going to look like a woman. You're not going to look like a man. You're just not. You're going to be a very feminine man. Weird. And you're going to be a really masculine looking woman. Maybe someone out there has got a kink. All right. But that's not normal. That's not a culture. That's a very fringe, mentally disturbed minority. But man, are they fucking loud, right? Man, are they loud. But it's all in this veil of compassion and acceptance, fat acceptance. They use those words, right? They use the words in order to leverage power. That's why they use acceptance. It's called fat acceptance. Why would it call it fat acceptance? Because acceptance is green lit as a good term. You should be accepting. You're a terrible person if not, right? You're not accepting. How dare you not be accepting? Well, it's like, why should I be accepting of insane things? Why should I be accepting of evil? Why should I be accepting of that? It gets you thinking about, oh, acceptance is not a good thing. But then you're looked at as mean or xenophobic or racist or transphobic for not accepting other people's mental delusions. So you can't be afraid to have a stand on morality. As long as you keep your eyes on the prize and you don't like, you know, it can swing back to like, I'm not saying round these people up and put them into concentration camps and euthanize them. You know, some people might say that, you know, figuratively speaking, it's like, you know, you would wish like these people just didn't exist in terms of having this kind of strife in this country, but it does exist. So what do we need to do? We need to get these people help. We need to get them into probably these big old mental hospitals with barbed wire so they can be in a room with padded walls and a team of scientists studying them and helping them reassimilate properly into society. Because it's not that they're necessarily running around shooting people or being physically violent. It's becoming more and more so, but they just need to be cleansed of this insane rhetoric. They're not ready for society. They're not able to be a part of our society until they get some mental help and they can become a stable individual, right? When you think you're a cat, when you're meowing and being walked around on a leash, you're not mentally well. Especially in public, when that's like your thing, you're not well. We allow the mental patients to run the asylum. You just can't put up with this bullshit. And that's under the gun. Again, this is why acceptance is used. That's why the term acceptance is used. That's why they call it a body liberation, because they're encaged, right? Body liberation. Free me because I'm locked down. No, you're not. The only things locking you down are your pants because you're bursting through them. You're not being oppressed. at all. But again, that's why it's called acceptance. Because they use that as an absolute club to beat over your head. And that's why you're an evil bigot. If you don't agree with what they say, it has nothing to do with acceptance. It's we don't accept you because you don't agree with us. So if you think differently, you're the bad one. You're mean. You're not accepting. It's like, I'm not accepting of your evil. I'm not accepting of your ridiculous, ridiculous mental illness. I'm not accepting of your made up tea party. I'm not accepting of that. All right. We're going to end with this one because it's absolutely unhinged. And then we're going to do an awesome throwback at the end of the episode.
What's in the box?
This one's called Gender Season. That's right. No, I do not mean Celtic sea salt and a little rosemary. Gender Season.
Did you know, however, there is a gender identity that is linked to the seasons?
Oh.
This is called Gender Season. And this is a gender identity I've only just learned about. It's a micro identity. It's not an identity that I have ever heard discussed before. It's
a micro identity. A micro identity.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
New one for me. Gender season is an individual who explores their gender identity in relation to a season or all the seasons. So this might be somebody whose gender expression and identity is linked to one season. So for example, winter. Or this might be somebody whose gender identity and expression changes depending on the season.
All right, let's give away the swole card, fam. Hashtag get swole in the comments. Nope, hard pass. I'm over it. We got a winner. Today's swole card winner is on Rumble, Adam Mathers 90.
Congratulations,
Adam. Send us an email to support@swolemus.com, swolecard2904 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. Congratulations to Adam Mathers 90. Hashtag get swole, fam. Oh, the peanut gallery is at it again in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Let me give my fuck you flute. Can I save that? Let me see if I can put that. In lieu of a soundboard, can we get your Ronnie Coleman impression? Ooh, Ronnie Coleman, the goat.
Yeah, buddy, lightweight baby.
Ooh,
yep, lightweight.
Ain't nothing but a peanut. Everybody wanna be a bodybuilder, but nobody wanna lift no heavy ass weight. Yep. Yeah, buddy.
That gorilla has seen the city of Zinj.
Now I know you'd love to just sit there and keep being not slim, but we gotta work a little today, okay?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
Ooh. I've contained my rage.
rage for as long as possible, but I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves! Begone, vile man! Begone from me! I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds!
Coast to coast, and we got a throwback. Cranking up this house, he's undefeated. Throwback time. Okie dokie. Oh my God. Here we go, fam.
I want to explain why I have a boundary around answering the question, why are you so fat?
Why, are you embarrassed?
I don't answer this question because I need boundaries. Don't go on social media.
The first reason is I don't know.
That's because you're stupid.
There's no way for me to give you a definitive answer as to why I'm fat and someone else who eats and exercises the same amount as me is not fat.
I know exactly why you're fat. You're eating shit fucking food.
Fatty.
The second reason is that I'm disabled. And I think it's really important to keep my medical information between me and my doctor.
Such a pussy.
Now, what do you think disabled means in her case?
Everybody is different, and any medical thing that I talk about on this page that is personal to me...
I'm going to stop you again right there. If you just say you're disabled and then don't explain it, I know it's personal medical information, but you can't hide behind it and then not give context.
Yeah, what the fuck?
All right, boo. Boo. Hiss. Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame on you, fam. Tomorrow we have an amazing overtime segment right after. Join us, swolenormousx.com. And join the fam today. Get access to tomorrow's overtime segment exclusive for members immediately following tomorrow's episode. We'll see you then. Peace, McGee. Snooze, Magoose. Your boy, Papa Swolio.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like...
Thing, yeah, I found that. Young king with my crown at. 10 racks in the fanny pack.